There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee on a courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it for me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple, too.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
Not test. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
It is 1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves host Milwaukee this Sunday at 3 at Allstate Arena, part of the Amtrak rivalry. Bulls Nation can exhale. Derrick Rose's surgery on his meniscus was a success this morning. GM Gar Forman set the timetable for his return at 4 to 6 weeks. Rose will begin rehab tomorrow. Next week, he can up it to basketball activities. Perhaps his biggest supporter, Joakim Noah, knows what to do now.
Right now, it's just about staying focused on the moment. You know, we got an important game tonight. We're going to play better than we did last game.
That's right. They got games. Bulls host the Timberwolves. Pau Gasol is sick. He left a shoot-around today. He will not give it a go. Dealing in a similar situation with their star, Patrick Kane, Blackhawks GM Gar Forman is ready to wheel and deal as the trade deadline approaches on Monday. It's just a matter of whether anyone will deal fairly back. The Hawks ride a two-game winning streak into Tampa tonight, face the Lightning. Bears extend tight end Zach Miller. His contract now runs through this coming season. He spent last year on injured reserve. Harry Douglas was released by the Falcons, and wideout Brian Hartline was released by the Dolphins. Former major leaguer, current MLBPA rep Tony Clark is going to keep a close eye on how the Cubs handle calling up slugger Chris Bryant this year to protect Bryant in regards to delaying his service time, which could stunt his eligibility for arbitration and free agency. White Sox individual tickets went on sale at 10 o'clock this morning. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Stay on top of all your Chicago local sports news and events by following 670 The Score on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Adam. Nice to have you with us. Doing a hell of a job all day long.
I feel like every time you give him credit, that's another shot at Zach that you're taking.
I don't know what you mean. It's kind of like being racist if you remember 9/11.
No, that's not like what that friends from yesterday. The South Side was saying.
Twister! The Twister! Thank you to our producers today, Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and the aforementioned Adam Harris was on the updates. Brian Gersh did the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. And
Gersh!
I was not killed, and then my corpse wrapped in the curtain that
the
stands
curtain
behind
is a
me.
Spiegel-eating curtain. Something's happening back here. Yeah. I don't know if this is the
eventually
they're going
like,
to take you out.
Like they used to roll murder victims in a carpet, you know, in the 70s, throw them in a...
Used to.
Well,
you still do that. I was about to say, yeah. It still happens.
Stop that.
Yeah.
All right. You got a carpet handy, roll it in and get out of here.
That's a nice clean way,
that's
isn't
not,
it, Terry?
That's not stop.
Our intern is Eric Domingo. That was fun to say. He's gone. That's his last day. Thank you, Eric, for a job well done. Our guest today.
Wish I'd have known you better, Eric.
Vince Coleman.
I don't? Okay, cool. No.
Vince Coleman was awesome.
Yeah.
Really, really fun.
I could hear the cigarette behind his ear as he was talking. Like, Vince Coleman is every older brother that I've ever met in my life.
But a smart base stealer and base runner.
I thought you were going to say, but a smart guy. I was like, wait a minute.
you don't try to push me in a corner.
Oh, now, all of a sudden.
Thank you to David Schuster from Bulls Shootaround, Adrian Wojnarowski from Yahoo Sports, and Dr. Laura Mealy Pasco, who used to box.
She used to box.
She couldn't wrestle?
I don't know.
Oh, God. What? Oh, God. All right, well, so.
What's wrong with that?
Nope, because there's something else there. There's going to be a Terry Bores situation there. And
I never saw her wrestle.
Yes.
But you should have seen her box.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Holy cow, wait a minute. Well, that's what you just told
me. That woman has a PhD.
That doesn't matter. She can still box.
I know PhDs are dumber than box
rocks. You know what? I got a chance to listen to much of your show today.
Yeah, sorry.
I have to say, between the chairman of the Vince Coleman Appreciation Society.
That would be Vince Coleman.
Sounded awful like Vince Coleman. Who are your influences? Well, myself.
and Luke.
And then Dr. Rosie O'Donnell reading her resume. God. And it was, you know,
wait, she's a PhD.
Yeah, but you know, she's a PhD who gave absolutely no science.
It was just a tiny bit. That's why I put her on, Bernsey. I was looking for the science.
I just, you know,
and it didn't come.
It blinded me with science.
Yeah. Back away from the mic.
You are not allowed. So you're not allowed to say, well, that thinking about being hurt makes you more likely to be hurt because the blood flow in your muscles. Come on, woman. Give me a study.
That's a different kind of injury.
Give me one peer-reviewed study that actually has proven that that's the case. And so Derrick Rose retore his meniscus because he didn't have enough blood flow in his muscles because he was nervous.
It's that anxiety and playing with fear can lead to that.
Prove it. Where's the science? That's just her saying it.
That woman will kick your ass, by the way.
I bet she will, but that's fine. You can't just say stuff like that without saying...
She will box your ears, which sounds very pleasant.
Here was a longitudinal, peer-reviewed study by actual doctors that showed that this was the case.
Yeah,
you can't say that.
They might be out there. She did not have access to any.
And she's got the measles.
she apparently did not have access to any.
It's fun, though. Like, I'm on this committee. Hey, I'm on that committee. I'm a personal trainer. I'm an astronaut.
She was selling Dustin Hermanson Super Blue stuff.
Wow.
You
it was
too.
Entertaining.
We hope to hear from her again, don't we?
I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Absolutely. Hey, I like that you're right. Vince Coleman is the president of the Vince Coleman Appreciation Society.
Yes, he is. If you don't love yourself, who will?
Yeah, I'm going to join, though. After today, I'm joining, though. I'm in the society.
Yeah.
Like, you asked directly who his influences were, who he modeled himself after.
Me.
And he essentially said he modeled himself after himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what he means is that he took his natural gait and his natural style, and he just happened to be perfect.
Who had the bad running gait? The slow-ass corner who intercepted or picked up a fumble recovery for the Bears.
Roosevelt Williams,
yes. It was like a weird number, like he was a number 20 or something like that. And he picked up a fumble, and immediately, was it Dick Geron who was like,
he
had a problem with his gait.
He had a problem with his
running gait.
His exact words were he didn't get himself into an athletic rhythm.
Yes! Yes! And immediately when Vince started talking about Adam Eaton's gait, I was thinking of some bum corner who couldn't get fast enough and got chased down in a bad Bears game from yesteryear with Dick Geron on the other side of it. It was Roosevelt Williams. Thank you.
He's always on the other side
of it. I'm Jason Goff, and welcome to Bad Bears Games from Yesteryear.
Pull
today,
up a chair.
The Heath Shuler Saints game, starring Rick Meyer.
Speaking of the Bears, Ryan Pace is already reviewing all those plays that he said he promised everyone he was going to watch from the last couple of years.
Last couple of seasons, full seasons.
Look at DeMontre Hurst and Zach Miller, everybody.
Zach Miller had a hell of a camp, but it hasn't been able to stay healthy in his entire NFL life. Yeah. He had a hell of a camp. He looked like a tight end. Looked like a real jet tight end for a while.
I need him to look like one in the regular season game.
These catastrophic injuries, too. It's like, that's it. He tore his everything and he's out for the year.
He can't get enough blood to him.
That's what it is. His muscles are too tense.
It's fine.
You'll be fine. Never
live that one down, boy.
No.
Stuttering, muttering.
We're
going to grab her next time because we're going to tell her we didn't see her wrestle. But all right. We want to tell her that.
I mean, that's just...
We got to loosen her up a little something. I just can't wait to tell her that.
And you guys should know, I set the land speed record of the Bonneville Salt Flats in a rocket car. Okay. Right.
I thought you was going to say that Roger Clemens is in George's box.
I wrestled an alligator with my bare hands.
That's pretty close. Yeah.
Almost. All right, guys. So big news today. And Gar lays it out there. He just laid it out there nice and clean. Rehab starts tomorrow. He should be on the court in a week doing basketball-related things. Back to play in 4-6. No doubt about what they expect.
Love it. Love it. That's how you avoid coddling somebody who's been coddled, and you say, this is what it is. Go be a pro athlete.
And everybody we've asked so far says Derek is on board. He wants to do it, too. That's good. So he's got an opportunity here to do that right, and then we'll see what happens.
So yesterday, what changes? What other than the 4 to 6 weeks, because there was some fear that he was going to be out for the rest of the regular season and then, of course, the playoffs. Other than the 4 to 6 weeks, what changes if he does come back like the Derek that you saw before the injury?
I didn't really like the Derek.
That's what I'm asking. What changes for you guys?
Nothing.
Nothing. It doesn't change the projection of the East for me.
He's a big, scary man in Cleveland. Scary man. 42-11 last night against the team.
Yeah, he's getting that scary back.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bulls can't stop it inside now.
Getting scary back.
You better stop it on the outside because you can't do anything about it inside. And I don't think they could beat them. And I'm not sure, Jay, who else there is they can't beat. I mean, they're sort of...
The Joe thing is the problem. The Joe thing is a problem, too.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And Derek has provided enough cover for the Joe situation.
Washington is swimming, though. Randy Whitman.
Yeah, they're awful.
Oh, my goodness.
They got dubbed by the T-Wolves a couple nights ago.
Yeah, and I'm not really bad. They could beat Toronto if they get Toronto.
Who, the Bulls?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Toronto, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.